Mason is on.
Ray's on.
Big horse is on.
Okay, here we go. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order, 2020 HUNCA Sessions. Today's date is April the 20th, and the time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you render our morning prayer, please, sir?
Yes, sir. And thoughts to our contest. And talk to our Conte Jenkins. Papa Kaha, Iadaha, Wanake, Talikomber, Wajaji Nika, Chi, Uheka, Pinche, Kahika, Kahika, Owaka, Kistomai, Akita, Takere, Wanapikomber, Nonika, Chi, Sinkaja, Paski, Takere, Wanapikomber, Uheka, Pinche. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day, and we're going to ask you to be here among us today as we do our important business of our people. We want to ask you to overlook our sins. If we've done something wrong, please forgive us, Heavenly Father. We want to ask you to help all of our people, this nation, and this terrible sickness that's come over our people. And we want to ask you to watch over your children, the Wajaji Osage people too, Heavenly Father, and our children and our elders and all those that are in need, those grieving and those having a hard time. Please take care of all those needs, Heavenly Father. And we're going to ask you for to bless us with your guidance, wisdom, and the courage to go on and face the challenges in the future for our people. So, Heavenly Father, I want to ask you to just take care of all our needs. And you know what we need, Heavenly Father. So I'm going to ask you to take care of that for us today. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Maker, and please, please keep our Osage people in your prayers. I just saw on the markets where oil's trading at $10 a barrel, so that's going to have a heavy effect on our people, so please continue to keep them in your prayers. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Present. Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Please take a few moments to go over the journal from Friday.
Speaker Tim Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Vice Assistant Chief Fred Corn joined the meeting shortly after we started. That's not listed on the journal.
Thank you, sir.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I don't see a page number, but on the last page,
I think it is, ONCA 2038. I think there should be a dash between 40 and 5.
Generally, I don't believe we have the dashes in the legislation, in the titles.
I looked it up, it was in the title.
Okay. I will make that correction then.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I may be looking at the wrong... on Friday, does anybody else see on their minutes that the Osage Nation Capitol Building, Pasco, Oklahoma, is not centered?
It's not supposed to be centered. It should be to the left hand.
Okay.
I mean, to the right hand side of the page.
Speaker, this is Stabler. Move to approve the Journal of April 17th.
Motion on the floor.
As amended.
And a second. Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion passes. Next, we're on reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time?
Yes, Speaker. This is Angela.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, thank you. The Rules, Ethics, and Enforcement Committee met, and we are reporting ONCR 2013, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all judicial branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsors, Alice Good Fox, co-sponsors, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, Potts, Whitehorn, Edwards. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Stabler, Pratt, Lemon. Also, ONCR 2014, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all executive branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Good Fox. Co-sponsors, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, Potts, Whitehorn, Edwards. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other reports of select committees? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Hearing none, we're now on general order day one, Congresswoman Stabler.
Sorry. Read ONCA 2008 and act to authorize and appropriate $37,500 to Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you,
this
Congresswoman.
This is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to move to hold ONCA 2008 until Wednesday's agenda, to hold it on general order day one.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
And here. Edwards.
Harry, was that a rule suspension? Rule suspension, my fault. No discussion. So the motion is to move ONCA 20-08 to Wednesday's agenda and remain on general order day one, second reading, correct?
Yes.
Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The motion passes. Next item on the agenda, General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First is ONCA 20-19, an act to amend ONCA 19-90 to make the appropriation to the Pawhuska Indian Village instead of the Capital Asset Fund and to expand the purpose of the appropriation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none, ONCA 20-19 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next, we have ONCR 20-04, a resolution to support legislation in the Oklahoma House of Representatives to specifically add wearing tribal regalia by tribal students as an activity covered under the Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to move to hold ONCR 20-04 on General Order Day 2 for Thursday's agenda, please.
Second, Mrs. Lemon.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed? Any opposed say no. ONCR 20-04 will be moved to Thursday's agenda, General Order Day 2. Next, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. First is ONCR 20-13. A resolution to support and express appreciation for all judicial branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Goodfox, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening. Just would like to say thank you to our judicial branch employees. While the courts are closed, employees are working from home, and they are coming in different shifts. I don't know how judicial has set up how their employees are coming in, but work is still being done on behalf of the Osage Nation during this time, and resolution is just a way to say thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. The question is, shall ONCR 20-13 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 20-13 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCR 20-14, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all executive branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution? Hearing none, Congresswoman Goodfox, the floor is yours.
Thank you. This resolution is a note of thanks to the executive branch employees. I'm almost reluctant, but I'm going to try to name off all the ones that I know are either still coming into the office and doing work and shift work, just a few at a time, and or are working from home. The food distribution, Office of the Principal Chief, CHRs, grants, compliance, education, receiving historic preservation, DNR, BCF, elder nutrition, tribal development, roads, housing, food, child support, WIC, realty services, social services, tribal work, IT, OMPD, treasury, emergency management, tax commission, wildland fire, membership, human resources, THN, financial assistance, family violence, language, culture, gaming commission, strategic planning, and the IT department and communications. We appreciate all the work that you do for the Osage people, and we thank you very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. The question is, shall ONCR 20-14 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 20-14 will advance to enrollment. Next, we're on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Membership committee meeting today, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you. Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
We have a congressional affairs meeting today from 4 to 5:30 p.m.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Speaker Tillman, this is Mason.
Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will be meeting today from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Thank you, Congressman Mason.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir. I believe this would be the only chance that I would be able to notify Government Operations Committee that we will be meeting at 8:30 in the morning. Prior to the
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Just everybody got that last notice. Government Operations will be meeting tomorrow morning beginning at 8:30 a.m. Are there any other motions and notices? If not, real quick, I'd like to notify the members that I have been asked to alert the body that there is a very important Gaming Enterprise Board meeting at 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 22nd. And they are requesting all of us to please phone in and attend this meeting. So they'll be sending out an email with the phone number to call in. And we will start session that day as soon as that meeting is over and 15 minutes after the completion of the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting to allow the clerk to be able to set up. And then we'll resume session, I anticipate, probably 11 o'clock, 11:15. So the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting, phone in Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Session will start at the completion of that meeting and 15 minutes, so around 11:15. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Hearing none, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So moved. Walker.
Second. Pratt.
We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.